Okay, so last few times we discussed the parameters of Dan Maka, which leads us to the related question as to how to ascertain the existence of a Maka. We discussed when and if Maka Yadua Shemitzi Adam is necessary to be Tola B'Makasa. So what Ne'amanus do medical professionals have to provide that information so that we can make an appropriate assessment on that basis? Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, quotes the Sefer Truma. Sefer Truma Simon Kuf Zayin writes that Tzaruch Iyan, if you can rely on medicine, the context is if there's a medical suggestion that there is a medical solution to the Roa Machmas Tashmish issue. A woman was already Roa Machmas Tashmish, and now there's a suggestion that there's a medical solution to that that would solve the problem. Can you rely on that representation that there is a medical solution, even if the person representing that is a Rofe Mumcha, where it goes against a Cheskas Tumah? If a woman is already Muchzekes as being Roa Machmas Tashmish, having been Roa Machmas Tashmish on three occasions, can we rely on the representation of a Rofa Mumcha that is a solvable problem, that there's a medical solution to obviate the Roa Machmas Tashmish issue? And he said, Sarachian, if you can rely on that doctor opposite a Cheskas Tumah. So it sounds like if there's no Cheskas Tumah before she's Muxekis as Roa Machmas Tashmish three times, or in another situation where there's no Cheskas Tumah and you want to be Tola B'Makasa, so then you could rely on this kind of a medical representation. What's the nature of the Safek of the Sefer Truma? Explains the Bach that where the woman is already Roa Machmas Tashmish three times, so then you have a clash. You have a clash between the Cheskas Isser of the woman's status, the chazaka that she's Roa Machmas Tashmish, and the chazaka of the mumchias of the doctor. So how do you deal with the clash of chazakas, the chazaka of the doctor's professionalism versus the cheskas tumah of the woman? But says the Bach, if you can tip the scale, you have the starting point is those two chazakas, but you could tip the scale in the favor of the woman where there's an additional suffix that maybe she throw a mach, maybe the dam is minat stadim, not minat makor. So then there's more to be makel about. And therefore the Bach says, if you have a doctor who already has a proven track record that this medical treatment is effective, so there's also more reason to rely on that. That's what the Shach quotes, lahalacha, here in Sifkatan Kafkas. That if your starting point is you have the two competing chazakas, but if you could tilt the scale in one direction, then that could be helpful. But again, this analysis would seem to indicate that there's a stronger reason to rely on the ne'amanus of doctors where there's no cheskas iser. So let's say if a woman has a potential dam maka toch shiv nekiyim, we described in the past that according to most poskim, a woman after Hesek Tara, and at least after the first day of Shiva Nekiyim, is considered Becheskas Tara. She no longer has a Cheskas Tumah. So then the equation is shifted. We're not talking about a Vimotzi from the Cheskas Tumah, and therefore there should be more grounds to rely on the doctor's representations. Okay. Now, in the Sefer Truma's Tzaruch Iyun, there's no distinction made between a Jewish doctor and the non-Jewish doctor. The question is the mumchias of a doctor versus the cheskas iser of the woman. However, other Rishonim do raise that possibility of distinguishing between a Rofi Yisrael and a Rofi Nachri. For example, the smak in the end of Simen Reish Sadi Gimel, quoted by the Beis Yosef, the smak in the end of Simen Reish Sadi Gimel writes as follows, that once a woman is muchzakas as Roa Machmas Tashmish, Tzaruch Iyun, Imhu Yehudi Rofe Mumcha in Tuchal Ismach Alavim Lav. So the same question of the Sefer Truma, but he only poses the question in the context of Yisrael, a Jewish doctor. It sounds like if it's a non-Jewish doctor, that it doesn't get off the ground, then the default presumption is that there's no Nemanist. Now, what would the smach say if you have a non-Jewish doctor where there's no ches kastoma that he doesn't address? He says, where there's a ches kastoma, it's a tzarach in if you can rely on the Jewish doctor. Non-Jewish doctor sounds like definitely not. Where there's no ches kastoma, so he doesn't tell you how to assess that equation. Similarly, in the Hagos Maimonios and the Tshuvas Maimonios is in Kedusha Simon Gimel, and there's a brief version of this in the Hagos Maimonios printed in our Rambam, but more expansive in the Hagos Maimonios Tefutz Kushta on Paradality Surabia Halacha Kaf Aleph, Paradality Surabia Halacha Kaf Aleph. He writes, Ein biyadi lahatir al pi diber goy. So it's hard to be matir, or he's not willing to be matir based on the representation of a non-Jewish doctor, a non-Jew, a filu berofe, even a non-Jewish doctor. Delomar anafshe, dekrina be'asher p'em diber shav. And even if you would argue that there's an umen lamarim nasei by a doctor because of his professional reputation that's on the line, still that's balanced by the notion of asher p'em diber shav, limited emunus for an achri. Umiyu imtira ha'isha shapasak dam v'sasam v'riyasal p'ha refuas. Shapasak dam vestam v'riyasal p'ha refuas. If, however, the woman is not seeing dam b'shas avest, she's seeing dam shalom b'shas avest, and there is a medical treatment that's being given, the nikir show ilula, and empirically it seems that the medical treatment is effective in stopping the bleeding. Nir an advarim sheyesh lismach afal pikoi shrei adav razeh refuah yesh lo. So even there, in that situation, you could rely on a rofe nachri, because there's already a raglaim ledover that it's a effective refuah. So the skepticism of the Gos Maimonios is that even where you would have been inclined to invoke some kind of umen lamarim nasei in the context of a rofe nachri, that's balanced by general skepticism of Nehemonis, but if there's a track record to go on, if there's more evidence that the Nachri is representing an effective treatment, so then there is what to rely on. So it's interesting that these Rishonim don't seem to reference a Gemara in Nida and Daf Kaf Beis on the Beis. The Gemara in Nida Kaf Beis on the Beis has two episodes in which a shayu was posed to the doctors. So again, the Sefer Truma, just at a tzarach ion, if you have a cheskas tuma, can you rely on any doctor? The smack had the tzarach ion, can you rely on a Jewish doctor, but it's possible that a non-Jewish doctor not. And the Agos Maimonios is initially skeptical about relying on a non-Jewish doctor, and then says maybe if it's a refuah that's been tested, there's more to rely on. The Gemara has on Kaf Beis Amud Beis the following brisa: Amar Blazer Reb Sadok Shnei Masim Hela Abba Mi Tivin Libna, from this place Tivin Libna. There's a woman who was expelling some kind of scabs that were red. They wanted to know what's the nature of this thing that's being expelled. Is it the tamir? Is it from some kind of chasichas vat? So they asked the shayla of the Blessed Rebbe says they asked Abba asked the Chachamim, the Chachamim shalu the Rofin, and the Chachamim asked the doctors. Yomer lahem, Ishazu maki yeshal basach me'eha shemimenem ba'palas kumim klipos. The doctor said that this woman has a maka, and the maka is the source of these scabs that are being expelled. Tati lumayim, So she should put it in water. And then if they evaporate in the water, that's a sign that it's problematic. And she's tamei. And if not, that's a sign that it's the product of this maka, which would be tam. The shuv ma'isim ish shayisim apelus kamin sa'ara sadumos. Uba v'shalas abba v'yabba shalach chachamim v'chamim l'rofim amr lehem shuma yesh laba b'soch me'eha. There's some growth. Same thing, that there's a way of testing what the source of this item being expelled is and whether it's metame or not. So here there are two episodes where apparently they asked the shayla of the Rofim, and the Rofim were responsive, and they accepted their answers. Now, technically speaking, the presumption is that we're here talking about a woman who had a cheskas tara, and then the question is what's the status of that which she's being she's expelling at this point. So it's not necessarily the same issue that was raised by the Sefer Truma and by the Smak and those Rishonim. So it could be that's why they don't quote it, because it's a lower stakes shaila, so to speak, because here there's no cheskas tuma. But still of note that the Rishonim don't arm this Gemara in that context. The Chuvas HaRosh does raise the following question on this. Chuvas HaRosh, Klal Bei Simen Yuches. Od Ya'ir Rabbeinu Einai Levaira Hi Deperkam HaPelas, this Gemara. The Kashali, Kevin Shabbat Machmas Maka Amai Tmeya. So if the source here is a maka, so why are the doctors suggesting that she's going to be tamea? Harmina perkol yad haro damach m'smaka fil b'sochim ini dusa tahora divrei rabbi shemim li omrim yesh loves toshash is a vesta umasik v'kuliyamba isha tahora ubedam kaasi derach makor pligi. So as we explained, at least the way the Bali Tos explained over there, so the whole machlokas in that gemara, the machlokas tanam adaf tesayin, is about the dam, but Evan agrees that as far as the woman's status of Baila, she is tahora if she's roa machmas mak. Alma afugav the dam ba miyamakor tahora ha'olaba machmas makas. It sounds like even if the dam is really miyamakor, if there's a maka, then she's going to be tahora. So what difference does it make? The doctor said, see if it evaporates or not. And if it doesn't evaporate, so that's problematic. Even though it sounds like it came from this this maka, even b'makor. So that's a question the Rosh asks in Tshuva. Why was the response that potentially this dam could be tameh if it's dam of b'min makor? And the Rosh in Tshuva does not answer that question. However, if you look at the Tosvei Rosh on the side of the Gemara, on Kaf Beis and Beis. The Rosh writes over there, Amru Isha Zu Maka Yesh La B'Soch Me'ah. Lo Shahaya Bar La Rofim Shahaya La Maka B'Soch Me'ah. It's not that that the Rofim knew that she had a Maka. I apologize. When I read the Gemara initially, I was reading it with the bias of the Perish HaRosh. So that's why. If the kasha of the Rosh didn't make sense when I first read it, I apologize. I read the Gemara with the Rosh behind it. But the presumption of the question of the Rosh and Tshuva is that it's definitely Dama Namaka, and then there's other consideration by which they would be Natame versus Matara the blood. So the Rosh answers here that it's not Pshat that they knew there was a Maka B'soch Me'eha, Yimkein Afilim Nimuchu Tahora. Because if they knew there's a maka, then even if the blood were to disintegrate, she'd be tahora. Kedemino el ro da machmas maka, afila besoch yimeni dusa tahora. El amr harofim ulai ishazu maki yesh besoch meyaha. The doctor said maybe, ulai, maybe there's a maka besoch meyaha. Vibada kadomrai they tell us mine, so you should check. Imni muhu dami dahu, vloba machmas maka. So that's precisely the test that the doctor ordered. If it's going to evaporate, that's a sign that it's not damaka, that it's regular danida, which would be mitame. And if not, that's a sign that it is damaka. So the question that they were addressing was that very question. Is it in fact damaka? And there's a way of figuring out if it's damaka or not. If it's damaka, she'll be tahara. And if not, it's damnida, that is going to be mitame. So that, in the Perush HaRash, the Rash answers essentially the question that he left unanswered in the Tshuva. Okay. Now, Rav Avner in the Shirei Shevet HaLevi points out that this Perush HaRash, the Tosei Rash on the side of the Gemara, seems to be against a comment of the Chasam Sofer. I'm getting a little bit ahead of ourselves because we haven't yet seen the Tzach of Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to come back to that in 2 minutes. But the Chasam Sofer in a few tshuvas, but one of them is Yaradeya Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Yaradeya Simen Kuf Nun Ches. So he quotes this tshuvas Arash. And he says it. Rush didn't answer the question. Says the Chasam Sofer, "Aval emes yoredarko de'ein lismoch al harofim al guf prati ma sheheim shaftu besichlam al guf seh." So you can't rely on the representation of a doctor to diagnose a particular individual based on their understanding of that individual's condition. Aval heman emanim bidvarim kvaliyim. But they are believed to represent general medical knowledge. Sheheman mikubalim sheyesh kach v'kach ba'olam. That there is such a condition in the world, that the research has indicated that such a condition exists. Minei hasam b'maisa ditivin, the Gemara that we just read in Kaf Beis, Ilav harofim, afilu hinuchu b'mayim v'loni muchu hayatomic. That even if the doctors hadn't said anything, we would have known that had you put it in water and it wouldn't have evaporated, she'd be tame. The dam yavish nami tame. So what do the doctors do? So when they said that this woman has a maka or a growth, so we wouldn't believe them to say that this woman has this condition. So it's not that they believe the doctors that in this particular case, this woman does or doesn't have this condition. As the doctor said, there is such a mitzias in the world. There's such a thing as a woman who could have a damaka. And if you dissolve it in water, that could be an indication as to whether that dam is tameh or tahar. So we wouldn't believe the representation about a specific woman's condition. We would just rely on their general medical knowledge to guide us in a certain direction. That's the Chasam Sofer, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Ches. So the Rush, in the Tosei Rush that we just read, seems to be saying differently, that in this particular case, we were relying on the doctors to say that maybe this woman has a maka, and you could check it out. Al yidei hatalas mayim. But as Rav Avner himself points out, that the Chasam is not necessarily against the Rush. Because all the Rosh might be saying here is, if you want to go with the Chasam Sofer, that the doctors are saying this is a way of investigating. And we would rely on them to say that this condition exists in the world, and this is a way to investigate whether it exists, but not relying on their particular diagnosis in a specific case.
How is that not against the rush?
The rush isn't necessarily against the Chasen Sofer, because the Chasen Sofer could be talking about a case where the doctor is just saying in generalities that Bahashara could be that this woman has such a condition, and but he hasn't examined her. So if a doctor is going to say Derech Hashara that this woman could have such a condition, and we don't, the doctor didn't examine her, just saying based on his estimation, then the doctor would not have nemanus. But the Chasen Sofer may agree that if the doctor actually examines her, then he would have nemanus. It's a big chiddush. I mean, the Chasen Sofer doesn't seem to say that.
Right.
Right, but he doesn't explicitly say not that way. Right. So that's what Rosner says, and maybe the Chasen Sofer only means if he's guessing b'derech hashara without doing a proper examination. But if you were to do a proper examination, so then maybe the Chasen Sofer would agree that he would be reliable. We're not right again. The Gemara in Kaf Beis isn't talking about Jewish versus non-Jewish, and the Chasen Sofer in that context is not talking about Jewish or non-Jewish, and the Rosh is not talking about Jewish versus non-Jewish. That's not the nido there. They're talking about the nemanus of doctors in general. Right now, it could be that whatever you say as far as the nemanus of a Jewish doctor, you may lower it for the nemanus of a non-Jewish doctor if you're worried about PMD Rishav and you worry that you don't have a Umin Lamar Umnasa. But correct, the Rush and Shuva and the Gemara and the Afkath Beis and the Afkath and Sofer and the Peisha Rush, none of them are, no indication they're talking about non-Jewish doctors. That's not the Nidah. Correct. Okay, so what do we say in Shulchan Aruch? In Sif Ches, in Tirtza Lehisrakos, Sarach Shiyah Kodem Shetishazik. So if a woman wants to undergo some kind of medical treatment to obviate the Roa Machmas Tashmish problem, that should be performed before she's Muxakis as Roa Machmas Tashmish three times. Abeliachar Shetishazik, but once she's already Muxakis as Roa Machmas Tashmish three times, Yesh mistakim im mutter lismach al refua l'shamish achakach. So yesh mistakim, can you rely on that refua to be matur tashmish afterwards? V'yesh mishamatir im amr la rofe Yisrael nisrapes. If a Jewish doctor tells her that she's healed. V'im tira ha'isha shapasak dam vesta v'riyas ha'idei refuos. V'nikir show ilula yesh lismach af al ovekacham. And if there's a proof of track record, so then yesh lismach even on a non-Jewish doctor. So again, the first day is the yesh mistapkim, the sefer truma, can you rely on any doctor? V'yesh mishamatir, to distinguish between a Jewish doctor and a non-Jewish doctor, that's the Hagos Maimonides. Hagos Maimonides, there are two versions, either quoting Riva or Ritzba, with the proviso that if there's a proven track record, then you could even rely on a non-Jewish doctor. Okay. So how do we paskin here? Right, there's a yesh mistapkim and a yesh mishamatir. So look in the Gilyon Marasha, mashma d'dei alafikr, that the yesh mistapkim is ikr, as opposed to the yesh mishamatir. So This he quotes from the Shuvas Yaakov. Shuvas Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Simin Samechek. Chelek Aleph, Simin Samechek. So the Shuvas Yaakov writes as follows. He's Meramis a little bit of it here, Tachlis HaKitzer. But so the Shuvas Yaakov says, when you read Shulchan Aruch straight, it sounds like the Ikar is like the first day of the Yesh Mistafkim, you have to be Choshesh, that a Rofe doesn't have Nemanis, where she's Muxakas, as Roa Machmas Tashmish. But he says, maybe not so fast. Because number one, you have the Gemara that we just quoted in Daf Kaf Beis, that indicates that the Chachamim were Sobeich on doctors. He says, don't tell me that that Gemara is only where they did a test. They're not relying on the doctors alone. They're only relying on the fact that they did this water test to see what the status of the dam that came out was. So he says, Ibishim Halo area, the Hamriyat Alashin Ashas, Mavur, Sharofim Asma, Nasnu Aesazu, Sheev, the Kuba Potion. So it's the doctors were the source of this information to do this test b'chlal. Umitchila she'elas chachamim l'rofim k'day she'rotzin l'samchi aleim b'chalinim. So the reason that the chachamim asked the doctors was that the chachamim were prepared to rely on whatever the doctors were to say. And he assumes that this is relevant even for the Raisas, that we're talking about the major potential Isser Nida, which is an Isser Deraisa. He says, even a Rofe Mumcha She'eno Mi Yisrael, Hayin nearly derived Lisma Chalav, because he's basically Mesich Lefituba. If you don't tell him why you're asking, you're just asking for his medical opinion. So then he's considered Mesiach Lufi Tumo. And even though in general we don't rely on Mesiach Lufi Tumo for deraisas, other than Mishabi Guna, but you also have Umilamar Amnase. So he has his professional reputation on the line. So if it's Mesiach Lufi Tumo in a Umilamar Amnase context, then you can rely on even a Rofe Nachri. It's true that the Ritzbah, quote on the Agos Maimonides, says you can't be Someich even on a Rofe Yisrael. And he says that maybe those Rishonim that are Mesopok about the Nemanus of a Rofe Mumcha, so they're worried Bididami. They're worried that the doctor may be making a general guess, the Medama Milsa Milsa, and not take the proper precautions to make an absolute objective determination of what he sees in front of him. However, he says, if you're worried about the Dabi, so that could be solved by having two doctors look at it. Because then we're not worried that both doctors are going to be guesstimating. We're assuming that if both doctors present the same answer, that's going to be accurate. So he says, even according to the Sefer Truma, the Smag or the Smak or Mesopik, whether you could rely even on a Jewish doctor, but if you have two doctors, that should obviate their problem. Now, if the calculation was what the Bach said, that it's a matter of chazaka mul chazaka, I'm not sure if two doctors necessarily solve that problem. You have the cheskas iser versus the cheskas mumchias. So cheskas mumchias of two doctors, that doesn't necessarily trump the cheskas iser. But he's saying a different equation, that the reason for the suffix is, doesn't sound like we're worried about, not a matter of chazaka per se, but somehow we're skeptical about the representation of the doctors because we're worried maybe the dummy, maybe it's not going to be exact. But if you have two doctors, then that would solve that problem. So that's the brief citation that the Shlomo Eger has from the Shvas Yaakov, that in principle, it sounds like you paskin like the first day of Lechumra, that even a Rofa Yisrael is questionable whether they have that manus. But there's what to rely on otherwise, especially if you have two doctors. So having two doctors make a determination would make things better. Rav Avadia says the opposite of Shvas Yaakov. He says that in Klalei Maran, this is basically a Yesh Omer v'Yesh Omer. It's not exactly formulated as a Yesh Omer. It's Yesh Mistakim versus Yesh Mishamatir. Rav Avadia says Yesh Mistakim, Yesh Mishamatir is basically Yesh Omer v'Yesh Omer. And in Klalei HaMechaber, Yesh Omer v'Yesh Omer, we follow the second Yesh Omer, which would mean that you could be Makel B'Shofi to rely on a Rofe. A Rofe Yisrael. And Rav Avadia quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger, which is a slight variation on the theme of the Shvus Yaakov, that if you have two doctors, that makes it better for the following reason. That if you only have one doctor, it's basically a question of Eid Echad, Negatis Chazik Yisura. Because a woman is Becheskas Tabea because she's Becheskas Rav Machmas Tashmish. And here you have an Eid Echad. So in general, Eid Echad is a Neman Negatis Chazik Yisura. But here maybe this is better than an Eid Echad. Maybe a doctor, because of his professionalism, because of his experience, he has more credibility in this context than a generic Eid Echad because of Uma Lamar of Nasa, even by a Jewish doctor, you would have said Eid Echad doesn't help negative chazik yisura, but maybe the mumchias of the doctor will strengthen it. So Shlomo Kluger says that's the suffix of the Sefer Truma. Is that true that the mumchias of a doctor makes him stronger than a regular Eid Echad negative chazik yisura? But if you have two doctors, he says, so then that's Shnei Eidim negative chazik yisura, and Shnei Eidim definitely works, even against his chazik yisura. So for different reason than the Shvus Yaakov, Shlomo Kluger also says that if you have two doctors, that that should work even according to the Machmir. Yeah.
Is this, I know I came a little late, but the two doctors, is that like worse than a Jewish or the guy?
So now we're talking about Jews. Chuvas Marsham, Chelak Aleph Simon Kavdalid, Chelak Aleph Simon Kavdalid raises the following point that the Ne'emanus of doctors Bechlau, relevant both for a Rofe Yisrael and a Rofe Nachri, is enhanced with modern technology, or the modern technology of the beginning of the 20th century, where the fact that there are better medical implements to see what's going on inside the Rechem or the Prozdor, so that makes it more of a Milsa Davidi Lagluye, like a Kfeil Arma, that Milsa Davidi Lagluye would enhance the Nehmanos. And in that situation, if you have a medical professional using modern medical instruments in a way that could be traced, so then that makes it better. I'll come to you in a second. So he writes that lefize nira kafimash nischatsu clay habatu l'sacher racham. So you have a speculum or whatever form of that they had 100 years ago, 110 years ago, 20 years ago. Verom is called a racham kilu omi mibachutz. So you have a good view of what's going on inside. Just as he quotes the Chuvas Divrei Chaim, that by a mieledes akum, she's believed to say that there's a maka, because that's a Milsa Davida Ligluye. Especially if we know there's a Maka before and the woman feels something and the doctor's just telling you it hasn't been healed yet. So this is all a Milsa Davida Ligluye where the information is readily available to any other professional that has a speculum or that could look inside and see what's going on. So even the Nemanus of a Rofe Nachri would be enhanced by the fact that it's Milsa Davida Ligluye. Not just that it's Uma Lamara Mase, but it's Milsa Davida Ligluye. And that's what Rav Avadia's bottom line is. We'll see in a little while that in certain contexts, other poskim are less excited about this. But Rav Avadia, in his analysis, feels that nowadays we rely on professional physicians or other medical professionals because it's a umel amar nasi situation and a milsa davide lugluye. Yeah.
Isn't it hard to say that people like Sagos
and
Antonio post like a pasuk to the effect that goyim are currently not in the month? It doesn't sound like they're like mechuser information, and that's what they're not doing.
So Asher Piyam Dibreshav is obviously a broad statement that you have to choose how you apply. But even the Hagos Maimonides B'Shem Ritzvah could agree that there are other mitigating factors that would enhance their nemanus. Meaning in a vacuum, the starting point is a skepticism or lack of nemanus, but if, you know, he doesn't address the Yomar Lomar Nasei factor or the more modern Milsa Davida Ligluye, but conceivably, if you have other factors at play.
His initial reason to be machalik was just that he thought non-Jews were inherently less reliable?
Correct, and we can't believe what they say. But if there are other other factors involved, that could change the equation. Yeah. Okay. Now, the fact that what the Marsham highlights, that with modern medical techniques, it's easier to get a clear read of what's going on, and that would enhance the amunus of medical professionals to represent what they see inside. So the flip side of that is a point made by the Chuvas Shev Yaakov, again, not to be confused with the Shvus Yaakov we just quoted, Chuvas Shev Yaakov Simon Mem Dalid, that the Sidri Torah quotes in Sifkata and Yud Beis. Shev Yaakov Simon Mem Beis. It makes the following point, and we'll see what his diuk is to say this, that even though the Gemara says, and Samafavim and Aleph, that Nemenas Ishalomar Maki Yeshibosamako, that even though a woman has credibility and emunah to represent that she has a maka ba'osa makam. Nemenas Ishalom or maka yeshli b'makor, shememen adam yotze. However, where that's a verifiable fact and it's easily verifiable by others objectively, then that emunah doesn't stand. If there's no other way of ascertaining the information, so that's where we say, Nemenes Ishalomer Maka Yeshli B'Makor. But if we can easily verify that independent of her representation, then you need to make that verification. So the diuk that he makes, again, Shuvas Shev Yaakov Simon Mendez, the Sidri Torah was a Talmud of the Shev Yaakov. Sidri Torah at one point learned in Frankfurt under the Shev Yaakov, who was the Rav in Frankfurt. So he notes the following.
Where's Sidri Torah?
Sidri Torah is in Sifkata Yud Beis. So you're right. Sofia Neis Daiti Nira Lefaresh Bederach Nacha and Kipshuto. Im gabin amanos nakav b'makor. So again, there were four parallel statements in Gemara Samach Vav and Aleph. The Gemara first has im yesh lamaka ba'osa makom tala b'makasa, and then amanos isha lomar maka yeshli b'makor. So why the first time does it say ba'osa makom? And the second time it says b'makor. Ella pashat dele'el kai ashelafanav deroa machmas tashmish. The first statement where there's a makom ba'osa makom, that's in the context of roa machmas tashmish. B'alzeka omar and yesh lamakom ba'osa makom hain de b'prozdar ba'osa makom hatashmish. So there it means maka yeshli b'prozdar, and then if a woman's roa machmas tashmish and she says there's a maka in the prozdar, you can be tola on the maka in the prozdar. V'arminan she'ayidei dechikas miyach ha'ever b'oso maka b'adam, and you can rely on the fact that the act of tashmish caused that dam to come out. Ulakach loka amr bereisha v'ne'emenes delo tzrichalei l'ne'emenusa. De'ba'osa makam v'beisachitza yachal isbarer ayidei nashim v'kiyos v'miyaldos. So there, it doesn't say ne'emenes, because you don't have to rely on her representation. That's a easily verifiable fact. If there's a makam v'prozdar, that's something that the nashim v'kiyos v'miyaldos can check. And that's why it says in Yesh Lamaka Ba'osa Makom that we know objectively that there's a Maka there. As opposed to the second statement, that man is Yishalom or Maka Yeshli B'Makor, so that isn't verifiable. And that you have to rely on her own self-representation to suggest that there's a Maka B'Makor. So Shev Yaakov says, based on this, it all depends on what could be independently verifiable. If you can verify the existence of a maka, then we don't rely on a woman's namanus. So says Rav Osner, Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Chelak Hei Simen Kofei, Chelak Hei Simen Kofei. So there's manazeh, where you can easily verify the existence of a maka in the core as well. So then you wouldn't say namanus isha lomar maka yeshli the makor, because that's independently verifiable without having to rely on the woman's self-representation. So he said that ends up being a chumrah, that the woman says, maki yeshli b'makor, shemimani yosei dam, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, nothing doing. So then she's stuck. He says that... you know, sometimes you check again, it really is there, they missed it. But Sarach Ian to be Mako, because of this argument of the Shev Yaakov and Sidri Tara seems to accept Malacha, that a woman's namonis is limited to where there's no possibility of independent verification. Rav Yasha basically says the same thing, quoted by Rabbi Morgenstern, Perig Yud Zayin Funuch Ches, Perig Yud Zayin Funuch Ches in the Pisley Das, that the nowadays a woman doesn't have ne'emanus to say that she has a maka at least b'prozdar, because that is easily verifiable. Furthermore, he quotes from Rav Yashiv that you shouldn't just rely on, even if there are telltale signs of the existence of a maka, as you do repeated bedikos. And all the bedikos, you have the dot of dam on the side of the a bedika. So that's already what the Piskei Arai indicated, that if it's consistently on one side, that's probably an indication that there's a maka, and that's the product of the dam maka. But you can't rely on that alone without doing some kind of a examination to determine objectively that there really is a maka, that you have to have a firm knowledge that such a maka exists. And he says many times a woman will think that there's a maka, but if you check, there isn't. He does advise that when you are going to check to see if there is a maka, that should be done as soon as possible, because any delay is going to be to your detriment in one of two directions. If you delay and then you find a maka anyway, but that doesn't necessarily prove that the maka existed at the time that you did the original problematic bidika. Because if you do a bidika and there's dam that emerges on the bidika that you suspect is dam maka, and then you run to someone to check whether there's a maka. So if you get it checked out a half hour later, an hour later, then you could be told that that problematic bidika was a product of the maka. But if you're going to wait 2 days, so even if they find the maka, but that doesn't mean the maka was here 2 days ago. And the lechalipin, maybe they won't find the maka 2 days later, but maybe there still was a maka at the time that you did that problematic bidika. You'll never know it because he didn't check. So he quotes here from Rabbi Yoshua that if it's within a few hours, so then it's reasonable to assume that you didn't have any major changes in the last few hours, that if you find the maka, then it's attributable. If you don't, it's not. But if you wait much more, then you run into problems. So where there is a chashash, that there is a maka, it's advisable to have that checked out as soon as possible. There. Not that he was bakel, that he said that a woman does not have them on his. So in that citation that I saw from Yashiv, he's only addressing the Sidur Tara itself, the base Achisa. I mean, Rav Osner says nowadays it applies even to that which the Shev Yaakov wrote about Dan Beprozdar. Nowadays applies to Dan Bemakor. Rav Yashiv is quoted as accepting this Shev Yaakov Lalacha, but he doesn't quote him as extending it to the Makor. He may agree, but he didn't quote that. I don't believe he quoted that.
That was because it's easily verifiable?
I'm sorry?
I thought Rav Yashiv said that because it's easily verifiable in the prose.
That's what the Shev Yaakov says. So he quotes here. So it's not exactly the way Rabbi Morgenstern quotes it. He quotes the Shev Yaakov and he says, V'chein horu Rav Yashiv and the Shevet HaLevi, Shebizmanenu, Ein leisha ne'emanus lomar sheyesh lamaka beveis achitza, el tzricha libadik etzel isha cheres sheyichol liras es makasa. So Shevet Levi said more than that. Shevet Levi says, Ein leisha ne'emanus lomar yesh lamaka even b'makor. So that's not an exact citation. So I don't know if he meant to say, he says, well, Yashim and Shevet Levi say the same thing. So Shevet Levi and Prince says more than that. And this is just a secondhand WP Ishmael for Rav Yashiv. I can't comment more than what's printed here. Okay. So and then Rabbi Morgenstern goes on to discuss the phenomena of bodkot tahara, women who were trained to see whether there is a maka, not a a licensed physician, but a trained nurse who's trained to see whether there's a maka b'makor. So he writes first that the ne'emanus that would be accorded to a nurse to represent that there is a maka b'makor, as opposed to a physician, only applies to a nurse who's a shomeris Torah mitzvahs, but not to an achri or to someone who's not shomeris Torah mitzvahs. Why? Why is that different than a regular doctor where you'd say, uman lamara umnase. So he says two reasons. So number one, the reason that we would accord nemanis to a non-Jewish doctor is either it's because it's esher levarer milsa davide legluye. So that's not true when you're looking for a amaka b'makor, because sometimes experience has shown that one nurse may find a maka and one nurse won't find the maka. They may have different systems of their investigation. So to say that it's a milsa davidi legluye, if the nachri is going to make an inaccurate determination, is incorrect, because who's to say davidi legluye? And he says it's also that umen lamar amnase. Umen lamar amnase is where, he quotes from Prima Gadim, is where that's the entire business of the person who questioned. Kol masa matin shalom bezeh yafsid harbe. Here, that's not true. Number one, this isn't the whole business. It's a tiny part of what, this is not a person's full parnasa to find a makab in the core. And it's not the kind of thing that anyone would be makrid on. If you tell them that there's a maka and there's really no maka, no one's coming after you, because that's the answer they want to hear. So to call that umen lamar amnase, he thinks is incorrect. And then he says that when it comes to a certain percentage of the medical community, he says the difference between MS and Sheker is not Klapish Maya, but Behet Eim Hashkafat Olamam. Lefia Derech Shehem Rotzim Lahafilet Sadvarim, Kath Mishtana HaMS Shalahem. Without comment on current events. That perception of MS and Sheker is sometimes colored by other factors in worldview. So for that reason, Rabbi Morgenstern is highly skeptical about using any non-Shomer Torah mitzvahs as a bodeket to determine whether there is a maka shemotzi adam. See, he has a nispach here in the end of Perek Yud Zayin, which is seems to be a attack on the training system of both Kotara. He doesn't mention anyone by name, but it seems that he's attacking Machon Pua. Although if you read what Machon Pua writes in their book and what Rabbi Bernstein told me when I asked him about this, that whatever they do, he says, is not consistent with the allegations made in the Sefer. His concerns... Toyos mitzios betliya v'damaka michoser b'kiyos o ne'amanis. He writes, he heard from a certain rofe yirei shemayim mumcha mefursam in one of the kahilos in Chutz Laretz that there were women who were coming to him to be checked whether they have a maka in order to be matir dam that they found at an eid bedika, and he would check and not find anything. And then Lamar Bahapela, afterwards they went to a Achot Bodeket, and most of the time they came back with a letter from the Achot that they found a Maka. And similarly, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Kupat Cholim, where they were training religious doctors to check women for Damaka. And they stopped that because they found out that the doctors were not finding enough makas to make it profitable. The nurses were finding more makas than the doctors, so they stopped this this training program. So why is it that some people found and some people didn't? Does that mean that the nurses are more greater mubchios than the doctors? So he says that number one, you have to know what you're doing, because if you're looking for a maka and you're going to poke around, if you don't know what you're doing sensitively, then if there isn't a maka there before, you're going to create one now. Because we're talking about a very sensitive area. So if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to create a maka. And he says people get confused as to what they're looking at. Certain areas are naturally of reddish color. And they're not properly trained how to insert a speculum. And there are many people that think that their job is not to find whether there is a wound, but to create a wound. So he says, bottom line, that in order for the process of using a bodeka to be appropriate, you have to make sure that the training is proper, with proper experience for proper medical professionals. There should only be a certified nurse who is being trained in this, and not that you just give someone a course in being a bodeka without more extensive previous medical knowledge. That's Rabbi Morgenstern. Now, in the Sefer Pua, Volume 1, they describe their training of Bokot. What they represent seems to be totally in line with what Rabbi Morgenstern's suggestions are. And I spoke to Rabbi Bershin about this once. He confirmed that that's how they operate. They only train people who are ready nurses. They have here... this is chapter 17 in volume 1. That Machon Pua took upon itself the responsibility of training certified nurses as both Kotara. So they needed to get proper hadracha from Gedolei Poskim of all streams in order to have proper protocols. So number one, they only accept people who are certified nurses, who are Yiras Shemayim, Sheyiras Shemayim, Shelo Kodemus Lechachmasa. And there's medical training. Which is provided by female physicians. And the tests before getting certified are done by female physicians. In addition to the medical training, the both goats have a training in the background halachic issues given by the poskim involved in these matters. But despite the training, they're aware that they're not doctors and they're not poskim. So whatever they find, they have to provide that information to the people who are the doctors and the poskim, to refer as appropriate to a doctor and to present the information that they find to a posek. In the initial training, there's an experienced bodeket that accompanies the bodeket in training. Fine. And then he has a little a copy of their sheet that they use the notes with a description of is there a petza or shifshuf or srita or daleket or tfarim in either the cervical area or the area of the rachem, the whole checklist of the different possibilities of what is found. I need to feel a shelo teisei takal al yadi, so it says on the bottom. But it could be there isn't, despite the concerns of Rabbi Morgenstern, seems like at least in the representation in Sefer Pua, they've taken that into consideration and put together a system that seems to address those concerns. But there is definitely an important need to have qualified bokot to provide the service when there's a concern that there may be a dam makup that is affecting a woman's bidikos. Okay. Oh. Time flies. Okay, I guess we'll stop here for today. Next time we'll discuss the related topic of Psichas HaKever and Psichas HaKever B'Lodam, or whether Yesh Psichas HaKever B'Lodam. And then we'll go on to talk about Besulim, Dam Chimur. And we should probably start talking about the first Bechina, which usually comes up around Thanksgiving time, at least for those of us who have been here longer. When's the first call of Bechina? I don't know.